Lose Yourself here on the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And we, my guest didn't show up, DJ King Echo, so we're going to have Jay Rhythm here again. Hello, Jay Rhythm.
What's good? What's good?
You like that with the R, Jay Rhythm?
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's
cool. You have a low-key profile here at the Derek Shapiro Show. Usually you're working back of the stuff, you know, and usually, you know, you're just doing the buttons, and now we can hear your voice more, you know. So tell me, what's been happening since the last Derek Shapiro Show, you know?
Bunch of stuff, beats, and more beats. I'm not going to, like, you know, go into detail or whatever about stuff, but, you know, that's all I've been doing. Just been actually laying back and reinventing some stuff because, like, a lot of people everybody got a rude awakening about this music thing, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm just laying back or whatever.
But you're not laying back in the Derek Shapiro Show, that's good.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm here.
That's good. That's
for
good.
You.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, do you think that, are you still, so you're having fun with it? You going back to the basics, or do you think, like, what's the change really
going
to be about? Do you think?
When music's not fun anymore, then you got to sit back and relax, take a little break. That's what I did. I sat back, took a little break because of stuff or whatever. And you got to, like I said, you got to keep reinventing yourself and keep it fun. You know what I'm saying? So keep the music pure. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm in the process of reinventing a lot of stuff.
So we're going to hear some new things with Rola and you, with you reinventing yourself.
Yeah, basically. It's just that next level that I'm taking up. Like, you got to keep growing no matter what. So that's what I'm doing. I'm in another stage where I've grown so much in the last, like, 2 months. Like, it's ridiculous or whatever. I mean, you can't. Words are only words until they're put into action. So, like,
right.
I know to everybody it don't mean nothing until you hear it. Hear something or whatever, and as you see, I haven't said anything. Oh, it's blazing, yo! My stuff is hot. I don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Do, like, you have any?
You'll understand who the truth is when it happens. But okay. For now, I'm just falling back. What I've taken care of a lot of things, got the artists to take care of and stuff like that.
And I mean, can you give us a little idea what the next step is? Any idea?
Well, I can tell you, all right, it's basically the solution part two. It's actually I don't want to call it a remix. It's just going to be redone, remastered, new stuff or whatever. It's going to be so much, I can say it's going to be so much better. I have the very first track on there is going to be a solo joint by me. And it's going to address a lot of situations. It's just going to address the situation between me and my artist or whatever. Like, basically, I lay down the law in this track. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So we'll get that to you. And we'll be back with you. But what song do you want to play that you produced in the past? Or do you have a new song that you want to play here on the Derek Shapiro Show?
I have some new stuff I do want heard from Rola, but I'm going to fall back on that. We're going to go old school. I don't know if you had, it's a song called Who Wrote This Dream by Rebel. So I want to put that on there because it's a very, if you sit down and listen, it's a very, very awesome song.
Okay, so here's this here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Who wrote this dream, then turned it into a nightmare, then send it out to kill me? Was it you or was it me? Was it you or was it me? Who wrote this dream, then turned it into a nightmare, then send it out to kill me? Was it you or was it me? Was it you or was it me? Sunrise hangovers bring headaches. Dehydration else, what else floats my boat? down a stream of damn realities is where I play cutthroat with the man inside my head just to find her woes the real me. Poppy fields, cuckoo leaves, put old visions of wolves attack from the east. Strawberry dreams, vanilla hills, but track of streams, grab every fields, a rocky robo, who wants to stare? I get pitted, be broken, complicated, stubborn, maybe. A Milky Way, pitter, butter, pecan ray, shined on me today. But anyway, ultraviolet reality has me living in a prison fantasy. But I can't think, it's hard to beat. Try to make my way out of this illusion stream to dry land. Only arrive on a desert to find an oasis. Something to tie me over until temptation will weigh my soul. If I die, which one will I choose? Who woke this dream, then turned it into a nightmare, then sent it out to kill me? Was it you or was it me? Or was it you or was it me? Who wrote this dream and turned it into a nightmare to send it out to kill me? Was it you or was it me? Was it you or was it me? But was it you or was it me? Black streams, lavender skies, pink clouds, blue sun, red moon, talking trees, gingerbread houses, amphibious mountains don't fall on me. Shaman dreams, here's our stream, come through the valley with me. Picnic on plateaus as I fertilize the plains with casualties. The candlestick maker should have told you what happened to the barber and the baker when they was chilling with the scarecrow on the yard brick road. A big bad wolf coming for the pigs, angels pearly gates with a godly throne and mercy I need. While a paradise I missed, though I never had it. Shy, controlling an abusive liar, born and fornicated, feet dead beat. Just a waste of flesh, mangled, tangled, a mesh of confusion. Who wrote this dream, then turned it into a nightmare, then sent it out to kill me? Was it you or was it me? Was it you or was it me? Who wrote this dream, then turned it into a nightmare, then sent it out to kill me? Was it you or was it me? Or was it you or was it me? And was it you or was it me? I am the Lizard King. I can do anything.
Valaris, America's foremost martial arts center. Go see my friend Jesse Harding. Yes, his MACAGS, Chief Instructor and Director. Go see him at 823 West Main Road, Middletown, Rhode Island, on Aquinic Island. Call him at 401-847-0184. Go visit the website at www.villarismartialarts.org. Yes, self-defense and fitness for men, women, and children. So go visit them at 823 West Main Road again on Aquinic Island, Valaris, America's foremost martial arts center. Going postal. Yes, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. Call them at 401-427-0979 at Seekonk at goingpostal.com. Go visit Matthew A. Guerrera, president at www.goingpostalseekonk.com. Yes, Going Postal is at 70 Mink Street in Seekonk, Mass. Yes, for eBay, you can bring in unwanted stuff. He'll sell on eBay, all shipping needs, including post office, DHL, and FedEx. So that's Going Postal in Seekonk, Mass. At 70 Mink Street.
We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Here at www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Clap it up for Derek.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. And Jay Rhythm, the producer. Yes.
Thank you, thank you.
Your picture's on a lot of the flyers, you and Jay Rhythm, you know, that it's on the streets promoting this show. And you're on DerekShapiroShow.com, by the way. Your picture's on the staff.
Yeah.
Your picture's on the show info page. Uh-huh. So I want to give a shout out to my, what is it called? My web person lady, Mary Codd from Barrington.
Shout out to Mary.
Yes.
From Barrington.
Yes. Without her, none of this would be possible, putting the show up on the air, putting the pictures on. You know, it was first James, you know, and then now it's Mary Codd, you know, but thanks to her though. But Jay Rhythm, we're back with Jay Rhythm, of course, the producer, the mastermind with the music, and the mastermind behind the Derek Shapiro Show. Now people go to your MySpace a lot, right? You have a MySpace page.
Yep, I do.
www.myspace.com/JRhythm. How do you spell this Jay Rhythm?
JRYTHEM.
Yes. And tell me about some things that you do for fun. Like, you went to Dallas Cowboy Show. Now, I don't like Dallas. We had this discussion before, past history. You know, like, I love the Patriots. What's something about Dallas you like? I mean, do you like the old Patriot chemistry that Bill Parcells and Drew Bledsoe puts on Dallas? Or
I just like the Cowboys, period. I mean, you know, I'm a avid sports fan, so, like, I love the Cowboys. They were the first team I actually seen play in, like, way back in the day, when I was probably like 6, 7 or whatever.
Really?
And so, like, I fell in love with them. And so I've been riding ever since, you know, and we're trying to get back on the saddle, but it's all right. Okay. It's all right.
So what's it about, like, the team? I mean, is it because of Bill Parcells? Or is it because of Drew Bledsoe now? Or is it because of the former Patriots? Because they were on my team first? Or?
No. It's just the potential, baby. You know, it's a potential. We're there. That's all I got to say. We're there. It's just that potential or whatever. It's America's team.
Sure.
You either love the Cowboys or you hate
the
Cowboys.
America's team. The Patriots are America's team.
There's
right?
no in between with the Cowboys. You either love them or you hate them. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
It's right there, America.
Yeah. Now, let's see. You play basketball too sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite thing to play on your off time than producing? Do you like to throw the football around, play basketball? What's your favorite thing?
Well, I'm starting to get back in the habit of drawing.
Drawing, really?
But
just like your brother Jason, like the Ripper.
Riddler. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody keeps saying he's better than me, but hey, that's just word of mouth or whatever. But you know,
yeah,
we could put the pins to the paper.
Would you do a drawing? Okay, and so I could put it up on the DerekShapiroShow.com page. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you do a drawing?
Yeah, I would. Okay. I mean, you know.
What would you draw? What do you draw?
Anything. I'm into the Japanese form of art, anime.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But do, you know, a lot of stuff, whatever. But, you know, I'm trying to get back in the habit of drawing on my free time.
Do you draw original or do you draw, like, pictures already?
Yeah, more original stuff now. I mean, once in a while, I'll take, like, I use Dragon Ball Z picture or something. Like, I'll find a picture on the internet or whatever and then, like, copy it, draw it, you know. Going right. old school there.
Sure.
You know?
And what other music do you like to that influences you other than
Well, there's a lot. Like, to be honest with you, it's something with feeling in it. I look for, like, I guarantee the way I view music is so much different than,
like, feeling,
everybody,
like,
else. I can't explain it. It's just like a song. It's a feeling. It's the feeling you get when you listen to the song. Like, you connect with that person.
Like you want
to
jump for joy and take off all your clothes and be naked.
No. Which is that type of song, maybe. It's more of a, like I dissect the songs in my mind. Basically, or whatever. I don't listen to a song. Like, you know,
is it kind of feeling like I'm jumping in bed with a girl?
Well, if it's that type of song, yeah. But,
right. Any girls in your life now?
Well, I don't want to put this. I can't put this on blast, though, because if I put that, then I'm going to shake up the whole family or whatever.
What?
But I'll say this, because I don't think it will go well. Supposedly, I have a girlfriend, but I don't even know about. We'll just leave it at that.
White or black?
I wouldn't say any more about that.
Spanish? Chinese?
Oh, man. I'm probably get killed.
But. Okay. All right. We're going to play some Garinde now. Garinde. And I want to thank Jay Rhythm, too, for filling in for the guest.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Jay Rhythm, once again. But here's Garinde with Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Come next is Malevolent Sneaker Tooth
yeah.
and his bodyguard, Mike Petracca.
That's how we do it.
Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. Walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one that I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shadow, the only thing that
only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there would find me. Do it, I walk the Lord. I walk the Lord. This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, when the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk up my shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's bigger. Sometimes I wish someone up there would find me.
Restaurant, 120 West Main Road, Route 114 in Middletown, Rhode Island. Best place for ribs, burgers. You can get rooms there, too, to stay over there at Ria's Inn and Restaurant. Call them at 1-800-474-1194. Yes, that's Ria's Inn and Restaurant. La Nueva Pizzeria. Pizza, pasta, calzones, which are great. Grill. Oh, yeah, wraps and subs and soups and salads. Gift certificates available. Call them at 401-464-9700 or go visit them at 1417 Atwood Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Hours of operations on Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Gourmet gift baskets, party platters, eat-in or take-out delivery. Of course, they have great atmosphere. It's very beautiful. Everything is made from scratch. So go to visit them at La Nueva Pizzeria.
This is Sparrow. Lose yourself. With host Derek Shapiro and co-host Mondo on The Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Check 1, 2, 3, Derek.
Oh, we are back here on Lose Yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with Malevolent Sneaker Decay Bad Tooth, right?
Oh, you're a terrible human being, Derek.
With Mark, of course. Mark Goldie is his real name, right?
Yep.
Yes. Mark Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
You're a funny guy, Derek.
That's what they keep saying. I don't believe them, but I... Now, we have his bodyguard, because you need a bodyguard, but look at the way you look. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a skinny son of a bitch, yes.
We have Mike... Oh, no, you go ahead.
Well, somebody's going to keep the ladies off them. They, you know how it is. Sometimes those chicks are no joke, especially when you go into like that 13 to 14-year-old demographic. They're unstoppable. They'll do anything to get at this guy.
I can tell.
They're jumping out of trees. They're sending them presents that tick. It's just crazy. You don't know how it is, Derek.
I can tell. I mean, yeah, I see all the guys, girls on up. Are you sure it's not guys, though, in the lineup for you?
I don't know. All I know is it's screaming, yelling music. So the demographic isn't about the 14-year-old category.
Of course. Your bodyguard's Mike Petracca. And, you know, this is the second Petracca we have on the show, of course. And he's a cousin to Tony Petracca, right?
No relation, Derek.
No relation? Derek. Are you serious?
A positive.
You look like you could be his brother or his bodyguard.
Maybe his bodyguard, but we don't look alike, Derek. I think you resemble him a little bit more because he's got the receding hairline, and you used to have a Hulk of mullet.
He had the receding hairline.
I got to tell you, Derek, I missed the Hulk of mullet.
Yeah, you used to have a Hulk of mullet.
You used to have a Hulk of mullet. Now you sold out, dude. You got the short hair.
I did. I sold out. I sold out.
I don't know what's up with that, Derek.
I sold out. Now in the picture of my flyers, okay, with me and Mayor Cicilline, okay, you see I'm on the picture, the front page of my
Mayor
website.
Cicilline, what the hell are you doing with him?
Well, that's because he wants to be with you. No,
listen, we won't get into that. It's a separate.
No, I'm kidding. Now, see, now, it looks like I'm going bald. Okay, it looks like I'm going bald. Okay,
I cut my hair too, so don't feel bad.
Now, I want to know something. Okay.
All right.
Why do you think you need a bodyguard?
Because you just answered your own question. I'm a skinny son of a bitch.
Yes, that's true. Why not? Okay, I have a question. Why don't you name yourself? Okay, why not Malevolent Shoe or Slipper or Flip Flop or Sandal or Decayed Tooth? Why just Malevolent Sneaker Tooth?
Actually, can I tell you the story?
Sure. Tell me the story. I want to hear this. Should I go to sleep for a little bit?
No. It's very short. It's the, basically it's about, They Might Be Giants song called Shoehorn with Teeth. So that's where it came
from. What was it about?
I don't know.
Shoehorn with Teeth. Yeah. I like that. So you're going to change your name to Shoehorn with Teeth?
No, because there's a copyright infringement.
Really? Frenchman?
Yeah.
So you're going to have French fries?
Yeah, I'll give you some French fries at the Hampton Inn.
You know, I go in the Hampton Inn for free sometimes, okay? Well, I'm down doing some business.
Yeah, why don't you incriminate your... This is the part where he incriminates himself.
Okay, I hear the police. Woo! Coming down. So I always ask you to come to the Hampton Inn. How come you always are there before me? You guys.
Well, the thing is, Derek, I've never been to the Hampton Inn, so I'm going to play. Yes. So this is what you do every time I work with you. You do this.
Yeah, we work together.
Mark, I got a question for you. Let's go to the Hampton Inn with me later on. I'm going to go to the Hampton Inn. We're going to go to the Hampton Inn. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes. And I actually do the impression of he does a great impression of Biff McFly. Okay. No. Marty, right?
George McFly.
George McFly. Do that impression.
Can't really do it.
Come on, do Biff. I'll do Kermit the Frog.
Your Kermit the Frog sucks.
No, really. Loves Kermit the Frog.
His Kermit the Frog is
come
like,
on, this is Kermit the Frog, and we want Malevolent Sneaker Tooth to say, Biff, get your damn hands off of her.
This is your impression of Kermit the Frog. It's like, hi, I'm Joe Pesci. How you doing? It's crap. Just stop.
Do the Biff.
Derek, if you made your living on impressions, it's no wonder why you have to eat at the Hampton Inn for free.
That's right. Come on, do the Biff.
I can't do the Biff because I don't know what Biff is. Well, Biff is a separate.
Damn, get your damn hand. Come on, you're good at that.
No Biff, get your. I can't.
That's awesome.
That sucked.
That's awesome. Hey. Baby ducky, you're the one.
Please stop with the Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
It sucks.
I'll do a Michael Bolton impression, okay? Do I do that work?
No,
okay?
Please don't do that either.
This is Michael Bolton. I have a bad
voice.
This is
an interview, by the way, right?
I think so.
A couple of seconds ago, I could have done a DM work impression. I could have told you that impression was going to suck.
All you got to do is like forecast what's coming up next, you know, in DM work.
Well, it's very hard to do with the weather, Derek. It's very...
I'll do a Wendy Houston impression when she was married to Barry Brown. Ow!
That hurts. That hurts, Whitney.
All right. Here, okay. What song are we going to hear from you now?
Word Police.
What is it?
Word Police.
Word Police?
Yes, Derek.
Not the same police are going to arrest me for going to him today, right?
No, this is different.
Okay, good. Here is Word Police. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Play.
Romantic Nights Candle Company, 2260 West Shore Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-921-4577. The internet address is www.rncandle.com. Hand pured, crafted with pride, the finest candles in all of New England. Comfort Home Scents, Romantic Scents, Leslie Cooper, and Therapy Scents. Go visit Leslie Cooper or Burt Cooper at Romantic Nights Candle Company. You know what? Usually my mother-in-law likes this particular Chinese restaurant, but I'm going to go out of my way and go for her, okay? To Middletown China Star Restaurant 2 at 877 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. They deliver. Minimum order, $10, of course. Call them, 401-848-9370. They're open from Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. And Sundays, 12 noon to 10 p.m. That's my reason to go there. Yes, right on Route 114 on Aquinic Island. And I'm going to go get my specialty, my favorite combination plate. Yes, I'm going to get egg foo young, fried rice, and I'm going to get egg roll with that too, and a soda. Yes, that's again, Middletown China Star Restaurant 2 at 877 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. All right, we're back here. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, a.k.a. Mock Goldilocks.
I have a question for you.
Yeah. Oh, the tables are turned.
Is that Christopher Walken
right there? I don't know. That's Jay Rhythms. Is that Christopher Walken?
Andy Williams.
Andy Williams. Woo!
It looks like Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. Now, tell me, you Mike Petracca, the bodyguard, of course. What is it called?
Not bodybuilding. Bodybuilding is guys in thongs. Okay. What I do is...
A girl building?
No. It's called a strongman.
Strongman.
We lift stones. We lift logs. We press axles over our head. We do what's called the farmer's walk, where you hold between 200 and 300 pounds in your hands and you run. So, yeah, it's a totally different thing from bodybuilding. And if anyone out there is interested, the website's NA Strongman. Inc.com.
Okay.
So anyone who's interested wants to look that up. You'll see me on there if you're interested in competing.
Look at this.
I don't want to strain my eyes, Derek. Really, I don't.
I take off my shirt over here. Okay. Okay.
I gotta tell you, you got the 12-inch guns going over there. I'm kind of intimidated, Derek.
Thank you. Oh, before we came back from commercial. Before the commercial, we played your song. Tell me about that song. I didn't ask you about that.
What do you want to know about it, Derek?
What's behind that song, that screaming and everything?
Well, do you want to know how I recorded it, or do you want to know what the song's about?
What the song's about? Is it a song about me? Is it a song about Rolla? A song about Jay Rhythm?
I don't know. It's kind of one of those songs about political correctness. I have a real problem with that.
What do you mean political correctness? Such as?
I hate people that get offended by words.
Why?
Because it's just a word.
Okay, that's cool. Now, right, Rolla wants to come back and just be my co-host just for a second. You have a question for Malevolent.
Yeah, how is it working with this complete moron?
I mean, it's not that bad. I like it. He's doesn't take himself too seriously.
No. Yeah, she asked if you could hear me, how is it working with this complete moron? Me.
Oh, how is it work? How is it like working with him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like babysitting, basically.
Yeah, he's my babysitter. Yeah, I have a question. Tell me the story, okay?
About what?
When you went in the girls' bathroom. What is it, Denny's in Warwick?
I don't know if I was just tired or I was probably just tired. Everybody has done it.
You just want to see the girls. You want to be a peeping Tom.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I want to be known as the crazy, what?
Peeping Tom?
You can edit that out, right?
No, I want to keep it in there.
No, you son of a bitch.
Yes. Tell me, what was it like going in there? Everybody laughed at you?
Yeah, everybody laughed at me. It was great. It was a good time.
Everybody's laughing at me. You know, what was that movie from? You know, from Carrie. You know, Carrie. Everybody's laughing at you.
No. They're gonna laugh at you.
Yeah, they're gonna laugh at you, Mark. They're gonna laugh at you.
All right.
They're gonna laugh at you.
Gotcha.
So we have Mike Petracca here again. Petracca.
Hey,
so,
what's up, Derek?
So are you a wannabe Mark?
Who isn't?
Are you wannabe Tony Petracca?
Absolutely not.
You want to be Derek Shapiro?
Possibly. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Do Derek Chappelle.
It depends. Do I get the wife? But I can't take the. I can't do the receding hairline. So it's kind of a toss up. In some ways, I do want to be you, Derek. In some ways, nah. If you still had the Hulk mullet, it'd be right on.
The Hulk mullet. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If I could have the wife and the Hulk mullet, that'd be fantastic.
I don't know. Rollers won't get me up too easily, do you? Oh, shoot. Now, do the Derek Shapiro. Woo!
Derek Shapiro. Woo!
That'd be good for Halloween. It's coming up around the corner.
I got nothing. All I was going to do is just do the Derek thing again.
Do the Derek thing. I want to hear that. Impression.
Yeah, what kind of impression?
Do the Ton.
It doesn't really work because no one really knows who Ton is.
Yeah, but this guy who comes from, what country does he come from?
He's
at work.
He's Dutch, but
he's
I
Dutch.
Mean.
Okay, let's go Dutch. Let's go Dutch.
I cannot
let's
do this
Dutch.
Impression of him right now. It's not fair to Derek.
Yeah, that's it. You're a good impressionist. Do impression of me interviewing.
I thought we were gonna do music interview or
music
strongman
interview. Yeah, strongman interview. So tell me, are you known as a strongman? Don't you wrestle on like cable?
Oh, I will be wrestling. Right now, I'm currently refereeing and I'm training up in Fall River to wrestle professionally. Right now, I'm currently refereeing for ACW and I'm looking at like debuting possibly in November as a professional
wrestler. Actually, that's cool because over here at J Rhythm's living room, it's right in J Rhythm's basement, and J Rhythm's living room, they wrestle for fun over here. And you either do push ups or what is it, J Rhythm? If you don't do the push ups.
If you do or say something stupid,
like
you
got to
do push-ups. You know what I'm saying? So.
Derek, you should be in a lot better shape than you are now. I don't know what's going on, but it seems to me like you're kind of whiffing on the push-ups, maybe. Think
I'll show how we do a push-up.
I think you owe J Rhythm about 1,000 push-ups.
Now, tell me.
You were going to ask me a question?
Yes. Tell me about this next song I'm going to be playing next.
I'm deciding on what song I'm going to put on. To them for the next one on here. Actually, the first song.
What first song? What is it called?
It's an instrumental.
Okay.
It's called Mouth Babies. It's great.
And you're singing in it?
No.
Well, no, we have to have you singing in it.
All right, so we'll do, I don't know, I'm trying to think. You wanted me to do a song, right?
Mouth Babies is good for
Mouth Babies?
Yes.
That's an instrumental?
It's instrumental.
Not you, but that's you playing an instrument.
I'm playing everything. Malevolent Snicker Tooth is all me.
Okay, that's all you.
So
not me in it. I'm not in it.
No.
Why am I not in it?
Well, James Russo does have makes a cameo. He does help me mix the record.
In the song.
The whole album.
The whole album. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that album's actually from a couple years ago.
Oh, and also
ago.
Too, you were in the O Jeepers too. Tell me about that band too, O Jeepers.
What do you want to know about them?
Tell me about what you do for them.
What do I do for them?
Yes. Do you make love to them? What do you do for them?
Oh, that's a little gay, and we won't talk about that.
What
here.
Instrument do you play?
Well, depends on for recordings, guitar, bass guitar, a drum machine programming, real drums sometimes, guitar primarily.
Sure. So,
but bass guitar when we're playing live.
Right. So when I hear that now.
Babble, babble, babble.
So when I hear that song now here. But coming up next is Sparrow from Jacksonville, Florida. But here's that song from Malevolent Snicker Tooth. What's that song again called?
Mouth Babies.
Mouth Babies. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
We'll be right back.
wine resale for women. Yes, go visit them at 1243 Mineral Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. The hours of operation are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call them at 401-721-9811. That's Lena's Encore, LLC. Contempo Coffees, 1428 Hartford Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island, under new ownership. So call them at 401-272-1960. 40 flavors of coffee, fresh pastry, homemade Italian, fruit tea smoothie blasts, and your choice of ham and cheese, grilled cheese, willow tree, chicken salad, tuna, BLT, turkey, grilled chicken sandwiches. Choose from garden and Caesar, chicken and tuna, and chicken Caesar salads. Enjoy the nice atmosphere of eating in with a nice lounge where you can watch some TV at Contempo Coffees, again at 1428 Hartford Avenue, right next to CVS. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And tell me your website, quick, Malevolent, before I get to Sparrow.
Oh, it's Malevolent, Sneakertooth. Sorry.
Okay, Malevolent Sneakertooth on MySpace.com.
Yeah, it's basically that.
Great. Thank you, Malevolent. And now we're up to our next guest, Sparrow from Jacksonville,
Florida.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Derek?
Good, thanks. Yes. So over here, I see on your MySpace picture on MySpace.com, Sparrow 6, S-P-A-R-R-O-W 6, that you have three kids, and they must play a big part in your music, right? And tell me a little more about that.
I have four kids, and I have three boys and one girl, and they do play a big role in my music. I stay conscious that I'm a role model to my kids, number one, so I try to keep it positive. But I also keep it real, because all I have to write about is my life experiences.
Sure, sure. So I see over here that you were in foster homes. How does that play a part in your life and your music today? And how does it affect your music and your lifestyle today?
Being raised in different foster homes affected me a lot. I went through a lot of painful situations for a couple of years, the years that I did in the foster homes. And the way that I would escape was through drawing and through my music.
Sure.
So it affected me in a big way, and it also pushes me to do better and to treat others better.
Sure, as it should. You know, I'm proud of you about that. And tell me about the song, My Love. My Love, actually, Rola, my guest earlier, had a song, My Love. But tell me about this song that we're going to be playing first on the Derek Shapiro Show, My Love, by you, of course.
I wrote My Love a couple years ago. I wrote it for my ex-husband. We're not together no more, but
really?
We're still close friends, and he's the father of my kids. I sang it on our wedding day.
Really?
And it was very touching.
Sure.
The song is about, you know, following our dreams and the trials that we were going to go through.
Sure.
And just reaching for the stars.
Right. All right. So here is the first song. Here is My Love here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Oh, the sky. And the lion rules the jungle. The Lord holds my
photo quick, high quality photo finishing, and 1 hour service. Digital input, output, all digital camera cards, photo index, CD-ROM, zip media floppy, digitally saved APS 35mm slide, digitally saved on CD-ROM, zip and floppy. Business cards available with photo available. So call my friend Tony today at 401-467-6490. Go visit them at 620 Reservoir Avenue in Cranston. Photo quick. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com. If you like this episode, join me for the next episode, December 15th, with Frank Coletta from NBC 10, Meal Ticket, Neil Salisbury, T, Bite from New Jersey, and Scott Hayes. That's December 15th, only on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show!
This is Michael Fasano, and I listen to the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
All right, we're back on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on DerekShapiroShow.com with Sparrow from Jacksonville, Florida. So, Sparrow, how old are you? You know, because you look young.
I am 26, but everybody thinks like I'm 19 and 20, so I like to keep it that way.
No, come on, 21, come on. Well, you look good for your age, for 26.
Thank you.
Well, how does your troubled past, such as being in a gang, have you such a so positive in your life, you know, because you had a troubled past, you know? How do you keep so positive?
God has a big influence in my life. And like I said, I was raised in a foster homes, and
sure.
I went through a lot of negative things, and I was molested and physically abused for several years. I know the difference between right and wrong, and that's what keeps me positive and going on a, I should say, righteous path rather than acting out. But I have acted out in the past, and I did choose the wrong path. I was involved in the gang for a couple of years, and it didn't work out for me, and I realized that, and I accepted that I was walking the wrong path and I needed to change and do something with myself. So I did that.
Sure, that's good. I see in your bio that you are a Jehovah, and how does that play a role in what you're doing now, you know? Because you know, Jehovah, you know, I see them knocking on your doors, you know.
Well, in my study, I learned that God has a name, and his name is Yahweh, which is in Hebrew or Greek, but translated in English is Jehovah. I'm not a Jehovah Witness, but I do have studies. I don't participate in religion.
Oh.
I read the Holy Bible just like everybody else, and I believe in everything that the Bible says, and I try to apply it to my life. I don't sit around and try to judge anyone for their choices, but I just don't, you know, participate in religions.
Sure. So are you in a relationship right now? And if so, do you play that, you know, is your songs about that? And I see that you have a close knit with your friends on your MySpace picture. Tell me about them, you know, if you could, in detail. So, you know, about your friends.
I do write songs about the relationships that I have been in.
Sure.
As far as me being in a relationship right now, no comment.
Okay.
And my friends that are on my profile.
Okay.
We have a record label together, and it's called Peligro Empire.
Really?
And it's in Chicago right now.
Chicago.
We've been friends for about 10 years, and we all met at this program. It's called the Youth Service Program Project.
Yep.
Based in Chicago, and it's for troubled teens.
Yep.
They have programs that help the youth to go on a better path than, you know, hanging out in the streets and doing nothing with yourselves. We all had the same interests, and they had made a recording studio in the basement, and they taught us how to engineer.
Really?
And how to make beats. And so the guys, they make the beats, and I'm the singer and the rapper, female artist. I'm the first lady in Peligro Empire. Well, when I go to Chicago, so yeah, we have a bond together.
Sure. So that's good. So now tell me about this acapella that you sent to me, Sweet Love. It sounds sweet. The Sweet Love song.
Sweet Love is encouraging. It's for those who are lost in the street and feel like they don't have anyone, or feel like people don't understand what they're going through.
Sure.
You know, the song is just basically telling them that, you know, I've been there, the same place that you're at, and life is what you make it. And, you know, this is my way of comforting you.
Yeah.
letting you know that everything's going to be okay. Life is what you make it.
Okay. Well, here is Sweet Love here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Just a little taste of my melodies. 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 My people in the ghetto,
in the ghetto.
Folks in the hood, thugs on them corners, and ladies everywhere know that I care, and I've been there too.
I've been there too.
Listen to these melodies, 'cause this is for you. Sweet, sweet love from the ghetto in my ears sound so mellow. Sweet, sweet love. Ghetto,
from the ghetto
in my ears sounds so mellow. Just a little taste of my melodies. Just a little taste of my melodies. Just a little taste, of my melodies. Just a little taste of my melodies.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Mark Searles, and just Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Just Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro
Show!
Hi, my name is Michael Petraca, a local strongman competitor, and you'll listen to the Derek Shapiro Show at DerekShapiroShow.com.
All right. We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, closing up the show. I want to thank all my guests today, Jay Rhythm.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to thank IMZ. I want to thank Rola. Yes. And I want to thank, of course, Mark Searles from ABC6 News and the Rhode Island News Channel. I want to thank, of course, I'm a Loveland Sinkertooth and Mike Petraca. Yes. And I want to thank Jay Rhythm for filling in for me.
Thank you.
My guest. Thank you once again. You're a great producer. Great,
fun.
Excellent producer.
We have fun.
Yes. No one else beats you out. I'm serious, you know.
Well, thank you.
First A, Pod B show. Yes. And thank you, Sparrow from Jacksonville, Florida, via
Big up
satellite.
Sparrow.
Yes.
I got some beats for you, so awesome. I'll at your boy.
Yes, awesome. And you could check me out on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Please give me a call if you have any questions, 401-432-7337. Email me at Derek Shapiro Show. That's D-E-R-E-K, Shapiro Show at yahoo.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go visit Jay Rhythm at his website, too, myspace.com, Jay Rhythm.
Yes, please, you know, listen to the music.
Sure.
New stuff coming on the way.
Can't wait. And also, next show, I have a Part A, Part B show, too. This one very well. So we're going to do a two-hour show next time. It's going to be, guest is going to be from NBC 10, Channel 10, Frank Caletta, who does the morning, and he's in a commercial with Matt Lau, I met with Vieira. We're going to be having on T. She has a wonderful voice. Scott Hayes, he plays guitar. We have on, what's his other guest now? We have Meal Ticket. Meal Ticket. And we do have on Neil Salisbury. I work with him at my job, and he plays good guitar, too. So, until next time, have a great 2 months. And Bite, too, from New Jersey. That's right.
Sadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.